Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Here's a funny one for you. Eighth grade Mrs. Adams English class. Okay. I will never forget this. I got an oral book report. Don't remember what the book was. It wasn't the one where I accidentally quoted the fact that I watched a movie.
Gregory Peck.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, because yeah, that was not good. Kill a Mockingbird. Blew that one. But so I'm up there giving the oral report. And at the time, I'd just gotten braces.
Okay.
And part of the deal back then, and these are the old metal versions. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, they're cutting up the inside.
Did you have
mouth.
The Saturn ring too, or just the braces?
I just had the braces.
Okay.
But man, they were so rough. You had to kind of pack them with wax, just so that they wouldn't rub the insides of your cheek. Like yeah. you got a little thing of wax to put in, like beeswax.
Kids have no idea now.
It was horrible. But one of the things that I also had was an overbite. And with an overbite, they used to give you these rubber bands. And you would clip them to the top of your teeth.
Is that what the rubber bands were for?
Yeah, they're for to readjust your jaw.
Because, again, probably about the same age. Like, the kids in my school that had braces, some of them had rubber bands, some of them did not. I never knew why, but okay, now
so
I know.
I get up there and I do my book report. In the middle of my book report, I don't know what the hell I was talking about, but as I'm doing the report, one of the rubber bands decides it's going to let go and it shoots out. Okay?
And you hear it too, like,
oh, ding, everybody saw it. No, it flies under the Lisa Shuttleworth was. I will never forget this. It hit her in the shoulder and dropped down in her lap, and she's like, "Ew, ew!" Everyone saw the damn thing flying, so everyone's just bursting out laughing.
How mortified are you?
I'm just like, oh man, sorry, you know. So I stop for a second. I go over. I pick it up off of her thigh. And I'm holding on to it while I'm doing my book report. So at the end of the book report, Mrs. Adams, by the way, I'm facing the class. She's sitting at her desk listening to the report.
Yeah.
Now, I still have this on paper. I still need to turn in my, I'm just reading off of my written report, right? But I got to turn that thing in. So at the end of the report, she's like, you know, great job, blah, blah, blah. You know, she knew the book.
Humble brag.
So I walk over and she says something else. And when I'm talking to her, because I guess the tension, the other one flies out and smacks her in the forehead. I mean, in the forehead, dude. Like, ding, pop. And now, I mean, it's mayhem in the classroom. Right. It is absolute, like, no one can keep it together. She actually handed me my other rubber bands. I remember that I went to the bathroom and put it back in. And when I walked back into the class, the entire class burst out laughing again. And I'm just like, man, right. You know, my bad.
If you shot her in the forehead.
I shot Lisa Shuttlesworth in the shoulder, and I shot my teacher in the forehead with two separate bands. In one book report.
Damn.
Ding, pow. It's like, man. People were like, they would walk up to me like, don't answer.
Right. Just dodge me. Like,
don't hit me in the face with a freaking rubber band.
Did you get food stuck in there?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, I had a cousin.
I had a water pick, dude.
Yeah, and he had them in there. And I remember once we went to breakfast, and I'm probably exaggerating as I don't remember the time, but it seemed like it was half an hour later. And I was like, what are you chewing on? He's like, sausage from breakfast?
Yes. Well,
I
was lucky. My aunt was a dentist. And that was not very regular at the time to give people water picks.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So I had this big ass machine. I mean, just think like anything that's antiquated. It looked much bigger than it needed to be. But it was always sitting in my sink. So my friends came over. They're like, what is that? I'm like, it's a water pick. They're like, can I try it? You know, so everybody was pretty well interested in that too.
That was, yeah, that was like cutting edge technology, man. Kids now, man, one, you know, we're growing up, how many people called you brace face?
Oh, God.
Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah, right? Metal mouth, whatever.
I never hear it now, right? The kids get braces. None of the other kids care.
I mean, think about all
that. You don't get four, nothing, right? Kids now, they don't, which is a good thing, but also kids get Invisalign. So my son's telling me that one of his buddies just got braces, right? Because I guess all things that involve the teeth, they just call braces. So this kid comes over. And the kid's like, hi, Mr. Steve. And I'm looking at him, and the kid probably freaked out because I'm just staring at his mouth, and I don't see anything. And I'm like, dude, I was told that you just got braces. This is how it comes together. So it's Invisalign, all right? But the way he said it is like, I just got Invisalign. I was like, oh, oh, Jesus, dude. Oh, I was like,
now you're like the waitress at Outback. Yeah,
I was like, dude, I would not have known until you, because I can't see him because he's like, you can barely tell that they're there. I'm like, yeah, listen, man, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I can tell you got braces. I'm like, but you can't see them.
What was it, seven spices?
That was seven spices of each state. Yeah, I know.
Maybe she had Invisalign braces. Yeah,
no, she had braces.
Oh, she did. She.
Well, there you go.
Or a lisp. No, you know what? It might have just been a lisp.
Right.
Okay. God, that was awful.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I see more adults with braces now, though. And you're right. When I was a kid, it was like
you did not want to get braces. That.
But like, I mean, you see athletes all the time.
Sure.
Like I know more adults that get them than anybody else.
Absolutely, man. But like I said, with Invisalign, it helps. I just. Looking at this kid like, dude, you can't even tell. I got Invisalign, so no one can tell I brace him. I'm like, yes.
Did his eyes bug out, too? See if I can see what he's insane.
I think I'm adding that part, but right. I mean, when he started talking to me, I took everything not to laugh. I was like, oh, buddy, because I've known this kid for years at that point. Like,
this is going to be years of this.
Yeah, people can
Steve.
Tell, man.
Can't
tell. Mr. Steve.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Just telling, man. I would not have. No one can tell. I'm like, are you sure?
My guy,
I'm sure.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room. Said like men's line.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I want to say I was like in second grade when this happened. I was riding my bike around my old neighborhood, and I was going down this hill super, super fast. And I just gotten onto like one of those kind of smaller mountain bikes.
Yeah.
Where you like you can't pedal backwards to brake, and I have never had no experience with one of those. So my dumbass or my stupid head decided to hit the front brakes and sent me over the handlebars and face first into the pavement, causing me to chip one of my teeth, and it forced my two front teeth inwards.
Oh, so you look like a snake, kind of.
Yeah.
Now, what? I guess you go home, will they take you to the dentist, or do they take you to the hospital?
My mom threw an ice pack on it and said, you're good.
Well, I'm assuming they were still your baby teeth, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's why. The parents just making the logical decision. They're going to come out anyway.
Yeah, that's. I never care. If my kids had a problem with the baby teeth, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But how about when your adult teeth grew in? Did they grow in normally?
No, my adult teeth are still kind of crooked. So sometimes, like they point kind of inwards, almost at like both kind of like a slight 45 degree angle.
Maybe you like bent the root system.
I think that's what I did, but yeah, I remember like the next day when I woke up, I had like a scab all over my face.
With your teeth kind of angled in, do you bite your tongue more than the average person?
I think so, because there are so many times I've bitten my tongue. I don't even know what the average person biting their tongue is.
When it happens, you're always shocked because you're like, your teeth and your tongue, they have this understanding about who takes what space, so it really annoys people, but maybe once a year?
Well,
maybe?
You've been chewing your entire life. You figure you got this one down, like walking, but every once in a while you fall.
Right, you bite your own freaking
tongue. Or you bite the inside of your cheek or whatever the deal is.
Well, how many times do you think you bite your tongue in a year?
Ooh, I would probably say 5.
That's more than most people. That's more than
most
people.
That is. It doesn't seem as high as I thought he was going to say.
Right. I mean, we're almost disappointed, but good for you. It's still more than the average.
What is the science behind the human body and baby teeth? Because there's really nothing else that we reproduce on our body. Is there? Am I losing my mind on that?
It might just be something? The space in your mouth. Although, I'm not sure, but think about it. When you're born, your skull is 5
separate
pieces.
But you already have them in there. Like right, the adult teeth are already in your mouth.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No matter what. So why don't you just get those to start?
I don't know, same thing with puppies, though, right?
They have, I feel like most animals just lose teeth.
Do they? I mean,
but if we
cats
lose the teeth now, you can't. It doesn't grow another one.
Right.
I mean, only so sharks, why? I think, regenerate. I mean, you get two sets, right? So you got the baby teeth, and I honestly don't know
why. But that's.
You know what? Honestly, it might have to do with the fact that you're a mammal and that, in theory, you breastfeed.
I don't know.
Right, and it's just why I don't know if you want adult teeth.
Are we the only animals that have baby teeth?
No.
Puppies? Most mammals. I just looked it up. Most mammals, including like dogs, cats, have baby teeth.
I'm guessing it's
that
a
fall out
thing.
Replaced by permanent.
See, but I've never seen a tooth from one of my kittens or from a puppy.
Right? I haven't seen it from my cat, but I definitely saw it from the dog.
You did see a tooth.
Yeah, because you know, and puppies, one thing, they're gonna chew and bite on anything that they possibly can, right? That's their go-to, and they're razor sharp, they're tiny. But you would mess with like a rope toys and all that kind of thing, you would find the occasional fang embedded in there. Yeah.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going? Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. We appreciate that.
So my story is actually about my wife. She kind of has this condition. I've never pinned it down, but she basically faints occasionally, and it's only happened a couple times. But she was at work at a movie theater, and she fainted while kind of working, and she was still trying to work. She's standing up, and she basically fell flat on her face, and it knocked her front tooth clean out.
Just one of them?
Just one of them. One of them split her scalp, split her forehead, and Jesus. Knocked her tooth out.
And were you guys already married when this happened?
Not at the time. We were just dating at the time.
How much uglier did she look? And this is no insult, but no one looks better missing a tooth, right? There's just no one on this earth where you take out a tooth and you say, oh, that's what we were looking for.
Nice.
I mean, so when you see her.
It was not a great look.
what do you know what kind of condition she has?
Some type of anemia. Now, some sort. She's only passed out about five times. We've been together for like 12 years, and she's passed out like five times.
Do you worry about her driving? I mean, do you think she should walk around with a helmet on or when she's swimming?
I worry about her all the time. We actually went to Mexico about a year and a half ago, and she had kind of a faint spell on the plane, and they almost diverted the plane.
Why did they not? Were you like, do not divert this? It's just something she does.
A doctor. There was an actual like military doctor on the flight, and he had stuff with him, and they checked her out and said she was okay.
How long is she out when she passes out?
Oh, about 2 or 3 minutes. It's just a couple minutes, and then she's out. But the worst part of the story. Oh, sorry. The worst part of the story is that when the paramedics came, they called. She was at work, so they called the paramedics immediately. Paramedics came, they found the tooth on the ground, rinsed it out, and said, this is going to hurt, and then they shoved it back into her face.
Oh, did it stick? Hard. Did it stick?
It did. It stuck it actually was fine for about 2 years.
Wow. And then I didn't know you could do that.
Eventually, her gums like pushed it back out after about 2 years, but now, lasted a pretty long time.
Is she having a seizure? Is it related to that, or is it like more of a fainting spell?
No doctor has really been able to pin it down. Like they're not there to see it happen, so they can't really like check her vitals.
Does she tell you it's going to happen before it happens? Is she like, honey, it's coming
usually,
on?
Usually, yeah. She starts to get sweaty, and she kind of gets shaky, and she
might be smoking crack, brother. That sounds like symptoms of smoking crack.
Hopefully, if she's alone, it gives her enough time now, enough warning where she can actually just sit down somewhere, right?
She usually has about 2 minutes warning. She just starts not to feel good, and she'll start to get sweaty and hot, and then she kind of learned to kind of recognize that. But early on when we were first dating, like it hadn't happened enough times for her to really recognize the signs. So,
wow.
Okay. Good times. Crazy stuff.
Our question, how did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.